How's everybody doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I've got from Southern Living website. Recently, Southern Living polled their Facebook followers for weird food combinations that you can enjoy in the South. Southerners understand how good these weird food combinations are. We're going to get to that. And I want to hear from you guys. What are some weird combos that you guys enjoy? And we got a call. You guys want to jump in? It's 312-981-7200. Talk and text. Here's Carl on WGN. Hi, Carl.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I don't know if it's a Southern thing, but I enjoy cottage cheese and ketchup.
Cool. Cottage cheese and ketchup.
Yeah, it tastes pretty good.
How did that... Did you spill cottage cheese on ketchup? Or ketchup on cottage cheese and went, oh, like the Reese's peanut butter cup commercials?
No, I don't know if it was it's a Scandinavian thing, but my mom always said it to me when I was a kid.
Wow, okay. So you get it's passed down from generations there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
My wife and kids think it's disgusting, but I enjoy it.
Okay. All right, cool.
They're always afraid to taste it, but, you know, it gives the cottage cheese a little sweetness, which is,
okay. All right, Carl. Thanks, man.
All right.
Take care. Yeah, no, that sounds disgusting. Esmeralda, doesn't that sound disgusting?
Yeah, I don't think that's a Scandinavian thing. Just going to throw that out there. I'm not too familiar.
That might just be Carl's household. That might be where it's from. That's always interesting to me. Like, how do you decide, you know, like what the combination? Because, you know, one night you're in the you're hungry. There's nothing in the fridge except a bottle of ketchup and some cottage cheese. Do you go, what the hell? Let's.
Yeah, I've never even thought to do well, you do tomatoes with cottage cheese, so
sure.
It's a little bit of a leap.
It is a leap. But... I mean, you know, having tomatoes with cottage cheese is a little different because ketchup is so sweet.
Right.
You know?
I don't really like sweets per se, so I wouldn't want to sweeten my cottage cheese.
Yeah.
I want it really savory.
I like cottage cheese the way it is.
Because people eat it with fruit, so
yeah,
I can see the sweetness.
I mean, you know, with peaches and stuff like that. That's
right.
You know, but I just like cottage cheese plopped right out of the container. I love cottage cheese. I don't care what size curd. I love it. I had a friend who put sugar on cottage cheese.
See, there again. I'm sure he would enjoy
ketchup. He would enjoy ketchup. Yeah.
It's
certainly more colorful than sugar. That would look like brains, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it look like... Maybe they use that for... Maybe Tom Savini, the horror makeup artist, uses cottage cheese and ketchup to replicate brains.
A large curd.
That's what the large curd cottage cheese and ketchup. That's in every George Romero zombie movie where they blow the brains out of a zombie. They just throw cottage cheese and ketchup on the wall. That's the secret right there, and it's edible. Like you could eat it afterwards. You wouldn't have to clean it up.
Yeah, that's lunch. On the movie set.
That's lunch. These movies are low budget, Esmeralda. You gotta
eat it.
You're gonna eat the special effects because we can't afford to have the thing catered. So no craft services here. You're gonna enjoy the ketchup and cottage cheese scraped off the wall. All right, weird food combinations. We're going to start in the South and then move elsewhere. And then I want to talk to you guys about combinations of food that you guys put together that some people go, what? Like we just did to Carl with his ketchup and cottage cheese. God bless him. He likes it. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. The news is next. Yeah. Good choices, man. Staying in that wheelhouse when Elton John was awesome. Tom and a listener from 773, Elton John, Someone Saved My Life Tonight. That is such a great song. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. We are talking about weird food combinations, and we got a bunch of texts coming in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're going to start, after I read a couple of these texts, we're going to start in the South. And there are some weird, they say there's some weird food combinations here. This is from Southern Living that I don't think are weird. Like, for instance, under the category of surf and turf, Esmeralda, they say it's weird shrimp and grits.
Why would that be weird?
It's not weird. It's delicious.
What?
I don't think shrimp and grits is I don't think that's weird. I don't know.
That's not weird in the least.
No, especially in the South. Are you kidding? Dan, you ever have shrimp and grits?
I have not.
Have you ever had grits?
I have not.
Oh.
They're kind of like, have you had polenta?
It's, yeah.
I have not.
It's very close. Well, all right. It's very close to polenta. Have you seen My Cousin Vinny?
I have.
It's like mashed potatoes.
Kinda.
But grainier?
Yeah.
Like they have more of a grainier feel.
Yeah.
It's not as smooth.
One of my favorites. My Cousin Vinny, by the way, is a masterpiece. I would like to let everybody know. Esmeralda, have you seen My Cousin Vinny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's another one. That's another remote dropper. No question about it. If My Cousin Vinny is on cable, I'm watching it. I don't care at what point it is. Fred Gwynn rules the planet. That's all I'm saying. And Marissa Tomei deserved that damn Oscar. I know a lot of people were like, oh, she shouldn't win. Why? Because it's a comedic performance and she was brilliant in it. But I love when they go to the diner and they look at the menu and it says breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's all. And he puts like 16 pounds of lard on the flat top. You ever heard of cholesterol? Anything? What? He's just like looking at them. And grits are a big part of the movie. Like the witness who maintained that he was cooking grits and he couldn't have seen the car because no self-respecting Southerner would ever use instant grits. What's it? What's his line, Dan? Do you remember the line? Are you telling me that in your kitchen it takes less time for water to go through a grit? Well, I can't remember what his line is, but it's... when I get home, I'm watching My Cousin Vinny. I just love that movie. Rules. Oh, that movie is so great. But shrimp and grits, Esmeralda, nothing wrong with shrimp and grits. Not weird?
Yeah, I think... Is it maybe because they are classifying it as a breakfast food?
I guess so. Maybe that's what it is. But, God, I remember the first time I had... the first time I had shrimp and grits was in Nashville. Like 20 years ago. And I almost passed out. It was so good. It was so good. I took a bite and it just went, my knees got weak. I took one bite and I was like, I gotta take a nap. Man. Do they have any, Dan, Esmeralda, have you ever had it in Chicago? Have you ever had shrimp and grits?
Yeah, there's plenty of places.
Yeah, but I mean, like, where's the best? What's the best?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten that much grits.
Oh, man, it's good. All right. How about the 773 area code? My mom did cottage cheese with shrimp cocktail sauce. She used ketchup if she didn't have that. She was German. I think it's more of a 50s thing than an ethnic thing. So the shrimp cocktail sauce with the cottage cheese. I still don't understand. I don't know if I would do that either. 847 area code says, my wife is Swedish. And I guess a Swedish custom is mashed potatoes and ketchup on hot dogs. What? Needless to say, I've never tried it. Yeah, no. Oh, boy. Now, there's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How's it going, brother?
All right.
I got one half of your shrimp and grits in my bag right now. I got shrimp for lunch.
There you go.
I had a shrimp wrap on, I don't know if you've ever been to Aldi and got those spinach wraps that they have.
No.
It's like a tortilla. It's a tortilla. It's a spinach flavored wrap. It's delicious. Oh. So I made shrimp, kale, salad with cocktail sauce on one of those wraps, and it's absolutely fabulous.
You're eating healthy there, Patrick. Wow.
I kind of have to.
Yeah, all right.
I was going to say, you were talking earlier about George Romero and using food and stuff. You do realize in the original Night of the Living Dead, when Karen is eating her father's arm,
yeah,
that it's a meatball sandwich.
Oh, you know what? I didn't know that. How did me not know a fact about a George Romero movie? It's a meatball.
Tabasco syrup was the blood, right?
Yeah.
But I there was a book. I wish I had bought this damn book. It was a book of the film Night of the Living Dead, and it even had shots that weren't used in the movie. Like, they actually have a shot when the Coopers were attacked. They were going to put that in the movie, but they cut it out. And they wrote down that, yeah, that was a meatball sandwich.
A meatball sandwich? That's fantastic.
You know, another weird food combination. See, you know grits are hominy, right? You do know grits are hominy.
Yeah, of course.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Okay, but my late mother was from the South, and most of my, you know, her side of family, so I grew up eating chitlins. Every New Year's, chitlins and gumbo, because she was from Louisiana.
Yeah.
So it's chitlins and gumbo. I loved chitlins and ketchup.
Really?
Oh, God, I used to smother them in ketchup and just love them.
Wow.
You put chitlins in front of me now, I will beat you silly. I can't stand the sight, smell. I can't stand to be in the same room with them.
That's interesting.
Long story. Yeah, just, oh, they're horrible.
It's interesting.
I hate them now.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I got to tell you, yeah. Patrick, I'm not a fan. And would you get your chitlins from Moo and Oink?
I believe so, but there was also, I think the old man used to go to this meat market on Glenwood Dyer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he used to go there, so I think that's where he got it.
I got it. Yeah, chitlins.
You know, wow. Oh, right. have you seen Godzilla Monster Planet yet?
No.
No? It's out. I watched it twice last Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I watched it twice.
All right.
Once in English, once in Japanese. Stay for the final shot. There is a cut scene.
Okay. I will.
It's slow moving, the hour and a half, slow moving, but when it happens, the action happens, it's good. I ain't going to give any more away.
Okay.
Stay for the cut scene.
I will. I will watch it. By the way, Patrick, Svengoolie, last Godzilla movie for this month. It's Godzilla's Revenge. Which is one of the it's one of the goofiest Godzilla movies ever made.
No, the goofiest is when he is Godzilla on Monster Island. I think Godzilla versus Gigan. That's the one where Godzilla and Anguirus are actually talking to each other.
Oh, right. That's right. All right, Patrick.
All right,
thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Take care. There you go. Chitlins and ketchup. Anybody? Esmeralda?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay, how about this? This in the South, under the category of surf and turf, Esmeralda. Vienna sausages on saltines slathered with mayo. Now that's weird.
I know my dad would every once in a while eat Vienna sausages with crackers, but not
slathered in mayo.
Not in mayo, no.
No, I mean I can Vienna sausage and saltines. That's fine. That seems, but the mayo part seems weird to me. How about sandwiches? Please note that all sandwiches made with white bread and no other type of bread. This is the South. These are all white bread. Peanut butter and banana. Nothing wrong with that. Elvis loved it. Banana and mayo. Ooh. No. Esmeralda, would you eat banana and mayo on white?
No, thank you.
How about jelly and banana? Sure, why not? What's weird about that? Banana, mayo, and potato chip sandwich. pineapple and mayo or Miracle Whip. Wow. No. And then how about this? Just a flat out mayo sandwich. Just a mayonnaise sandwich.
I mean, I do enjoy mayonnaise and then pick your deli meat.
Yeah.
On white bread and then you kind of smush it down.
Sure. But not just mayo. I don't want a mayo sandwich.
I'd slap something.
I did that a lot when I was a kid.
Just mayo?
Sandwiches? Mayo sandwiches.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think when I was a kid, I used to do because I was a Miracle Whip kid growing up. And I think I did the Miracle Whip sandwich a couple of times. I know I did the American cheese sandwich with Miracle Whip on white a lot when I was a kid. I used to love that with the processed, you know, sliced American cheese in the plastic wrapper, individually wrapped. A couple of those, bunch of Miracle Whip, white bread, boom. I'll eat that for 4 months. My wife's grandmother, or this 608 area code, my wife's grandfather used to eat mustard on chocolate cake. Oh, man. Come on now. Any justification for that, Esmeralda? Mustard on chocolate cake?
The zing? I have no idea what that would make sense for.
Wow. All right. And then... let's see. 847 area code. I used to dip my French fries in Miracle Whip. Delicious.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a thing. People dip them in mayo.
In Europe.
Or aioli. Aioli. Like, that's just fancy mayo.
It's mayo. That's what it is. All right. We got more weird food combinations. We'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. We're going to break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then back to weird food combos. Triple Play Thursday. Hugh Masekela with Keep Me Hanging On. He was known as the godfather of South African jazz. I did not know he passed away. I did not know he passed. Dan, can you look up the obit? How old was he? Mike and several other texters requested Hugh Masekela. How did I not know that? How did I not hear about that? It happened earlier in the week.
78.
He was amazing.
Tuesday.
Oh, man. How did I... That one got by me. I didn't hear it, and I'm sad to hear that. And thank you guys, Mike, and everybody else who requested that Triple Play Thursday. Get to hear two more Hugh Masekela songs. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about weird food combinations. Dan, what about you? You got any you can...
I don't know if it's weird, but I eat bran flakes with Cheerios for breakfast most days.
You mix them?
I mix them.
That's not weird.
It's the right combination, you know? It's
yeah. Need something to... Because the Cheerios are kind of a boring cereal.
Yes.
So maybe the brands help... exciting the Cheerios.
Yeah.
Cheerios, I mean, whenever I think of Cheerios, I just think of kids and baby chairs with Cheerios all over them. That's what I just think of I think parents walking around with plastic bags full of Cheerios. That's right. First, it doesn't pop into my mind, oh, that would be a good breakfast cereal. I just picture parents carrying, you know.
Yeah, it's like both ends of the spectrum. Older folks who are like, need a heart healthy breakfast.
Yeah.
Or... kids who
yeah you do, know, you, do you do the Cheerio thing for your kids?
We do their Cheerios. So they are quite messy though, so it's
that's yeah.
Another one that, again, not odd, but I'm glad to see like the public like took on was tortilla chips with ice cream.
You've been a proponent of that for a very long time.
And yeah. Now they serve ice cream nachos at ballparks, so that's right. The greatest thing on earth.
Yeah, very cool. But that's you know, it's another thing. When I worked at and then hung out at McDonald's, a lot of the people that I worked with would get the soft serve ice cream and an order of fries, and then just scoop up the ice cream with the fry. But that sweet and savory thing wasn't popular in the mid '80s when I was working at McDonald's or the early '80s. It was a weird thing. Now it's normal, you know. It's all the rage. Esmeralda, you got any weird food combinations?
I don't think it's weird, but I used to, when I was a kid, eat crackers and butter.
No, there's nothing wrong. You mean like saltines?
Yeah, like saltines, and I'd put butter on them.
That's absolutely normal. I did that too.
Yeah.
So hell, I'll still do that.
I mean, I would do it, but I very rarely keep, because I would use spreadable butter.
Right.
Because in my house it was, margarine or whatever it is.
Right.
We had that. That was the butter you used to eat with.
Because the stick butter is for recipes. That's for cooking, yeah. Let's see. 630 area code saying, growing up, I remember my dad used to eat a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios with a layer of bread and butter pickles on top. No.
I mean, they're sweet, but come on.
How is it possible that in a week and a half, bread and butter pickles have become a topic of discussion on the show?
By the way, Vic has never had them.
Right,
I
know.
No idea they existed.
Yeah.
And I still make fun of him for it.
Yeah. But they have their place. I prefer the sharp, you know, ding of a dill. How about this? 630 area code says a peanut butter sandwich and chili. It's delicious. 417 area code says Richard Nixon loved cottage cheese and ketchup. Well, there you go. That settles that. 847 says blueberries, cherry tomatoes, and onions. It's a recipe for a wonderful pork tenderloin.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
No, that's fine. I would eat the hell out of that with a pork tenderloin. You can reduce the blueberries down to a nice sauce. 708 area code says, when I was a kid, cottage cheese and grape jam was one of my favorites. People want to sweeten up their cottage cheese, it seems, Esmeralda.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right, under the category of fruits and vegetables for southern weird food combinations, peas or pintos with mayo... homemade pepper sauce, and cornbread. The mayo thing is just, I guess I didn't realize how big mayo was in the South.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah. Mayo, vinegar, and cooked mustard greens. The vinegar and the cooked mustard greens seemed that okay to me. You know, I would eat that. Butter beans and cornbread. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. Fried dill pickles dipped in ranch dressing. Again, what? How, why is that? There's nothing wrong with that. Is it the ranch dressing part weird?
Yeah, that seems fine.
Yeah. Pound cake and dill pickles. That's a little weird. Pound cake and dill pickles. I'd try. You know, here's the weird thing. Here's the weird thing, Esmeralda. I would try any of this stuff, at least. I would try it once. Yeah. I don't know about chitlins and ketchup. I don't know about that. But I, you know, I'm not a picky eater. I took this weird little like survey on you know on Facebook where they listed like 28 foods, and you had to pick the ones that you would not eat. And I picked two of them, but and then I wrote in parentheses I'd eat them depending on how they're prepared. Because I'm not, and I know that you know like I, people are going to say that I shouldn't be half Italian like I am. I'm not a big eggplant guy at all. You know, I know a lot of people love eggplant parmesan. Eggplant just didn't do it for me. But there's one restaurant in the Italian on Taylor Street where I've had it at the insistence of my ex-wife because I was like, I'm not going to have this eggplant parmesan. She's like, okay, don't order it because in case you don't, but just taste mine, and then maybe the next time we come here, and I can't remember the name of the restaurant because I'm an idiot, but it's on Taylor Street, and it was delicious. It was perfectly prepared. It was sliced nice and thin, and the breading was delicious. But I'm just not an eggplant is not my deal, and zucchini is the other one. It depends on how zucchini is prepared. So. That was it. Those were the only two. I had people posting. Oh, I can't eat 24 of those things. I'm like, well, then how do you eat? What? Did you see this thing that I posted, Esmeralda?
I mean, that's been going around.
Yeah. Now, well, I'm assuming you would score zero.
I eat everything.
Ah, yeah. You gotta eat, man. Put something in front of your face and eat it. All right. Tomato aspic. Well, yeah, that's a little weird. I mean, it's like Jell-O, but it's tomato. It's spiced up congealed tomato salad. Which might have veggies like bell pepper, onion, and celery inside of it, as well as olives, depending on your mom's recipe. So it's like a congealed salad that has a tomato sort of aspic gel around it and a bunch of like vegetables and stuff cut up in it. Would you try that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's just thick tomato.
Yeah. With veggies. There's nothing wrong. Doesn't seem anything wrong with that. Pear salad. Canned pear halves topped with a dollop of mayo. There's the mayo again. And shredded cheddar. An acceptable embellishment is one maraschino cherry on top.
What was it? What fruit?
Canned pears. It's halved. See, you know, they're halved. The pears are in half. You top it with mayonnaise and shredded cheddar. And then maybe you put a cherry on top.
You know what? That doesn't sound the worst.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of a salad with blue cheese and pears.
That would make sense. Yeah.
And that's kind of along those lines.
It is, yeah. All right, hang on a second. We got to take a break. Got the news coming up and then more weird food combinations as well right here on WGN. Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200. Mike and several texters requested Hugh Masekela, who passed away earlier this week. I didn't know about that. And that's one of these days. All right. Hi, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trip Tower overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 o'clock. And Steve Grzanich will join us for the opening bell at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 this morning for your morning drive on a Thursday morning. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. And, you can also text us and call us at that same number, 312-981-7200. Follow us on Twitter. It's fun. At Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected, though, is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. So there you go. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about weird food combinations. We started talking about some of the weird food combinations that originate in the South. And it seems of the list of the ones that we've been talking about, these weird food combinations from the South, they don't seem all that weird, we've decided. And we have been getting a bunch of texts and some phone calls from people who indeed do have weird food combinations. We have more texts coming in, and we have more calls coming in, too. Tons of texts. My God. People have weird food combinations here. Before we get back to that, we have a bunch of texts. Let's go to the phones. And here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nick. Good morning. again, mayo's rearing its ugly mention again, but probably not all that unusual. But mayonnaise on corn on the cob.
Oh, that's
Parmesan.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. That's
so it's a little more mainstream. I was probably late to that party.
No, that's Mexican corn. That
yeah,
just,
I was gonna say, go to any street corner.
Oh yeah. You know, when I lived in Andersonville, Esmeralda, in Albany Park, I lived just a few blocks away from the Lawrence Kimball L stop, the Brown Line stop.
Yeah,
and there was a cart out in front of there. And when I get off the train and walk home, I would get a corn on the cob and just. And it used to be. I did a play at the Chopin Theater. There was a right across the street from the Chopin. There was a guy who sold it. It was the best Mexican corn I've ever had. Was the cart across the street from the Chopin. But yeah, that's good. That's good stuff, Steve.
Yeah, I never got it out. But yeah, one of my Hispanic friends had turned me on to it a long time ago, and I'm like, boy, how did I miss that? But yeah, my eyes were open with that.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's good stuff. All right, Steve, thanks.
Great show, guys.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, man, that's good stuff. Did you grow up eating that, Esmeralda?
Not really.
No,
because it's a street vendor thing.
Yeah,
they don't really have those
in J-Town.
Yeah,
yeah. Good stuff, though, man. Oh. All right, we got a ton of texts here, so here we go. 815 area code says I add a couple of lines of ketchup to my juicy beef, which also has hot and sweet peppers. My girl says I'm nuts. Yeah, you don't need ketchup on a Italian beef. You don't.
We're very anti ketchup. Hot dogs, Italian beefs.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah. Well, I mean, God, ketchup is not a condiment I use very often. I mean, I'll have it on a burger.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not a big French fry guy, but when I do have French fries, I usually do dip them in ketchup. But ketchup and again, I don't want to get into the ketchup and the hot dog thing again. You know, I've been screaming about it my entire life, and
I like ketchup and eggs every once in a while.
Yeah,
scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I can see that. That's not my first choice. You know. But, I mean, I'm not disgusted by that.
Yeah. I've kind of moved on to hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. No.
Kind of the same.
Yeah, no,
almost
no.
Almost that same.
Tabasco on thing? Eggs? That's delicious.
Yeah.
Tabasco on scrambled eggs? Oh, come on now. That's good. P.S. I love cottage cheese by itself. I'm gagging thinking about putting ketchup on it. 815. Cottage cheese and pickled beets. My favorite.
That doesn't sound bad.
No. And by the way, beets rule. I know people, beets get a bad...
I love beets.
Oh, they're so good, but they're really, really, really like...
Disconcerting when you go to the bathroom?
No. No, I wasn't going to go there. I was just going to say they're very sloppy to prepare.
Right. It looks like you've murdered someone.
It looks like
in
you killed
kitchen.
12 people. Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it looks like. But I loved beets. Even as a kid, I did, man. Dan, do you like beets?
I do not.
Yeah, people hate beets. I they were my when I was a kid. We used to get the pickled beets in the jar.
Yeah,
and I'd eat them right out of the jar.
We never ate beets at home except White Fence Farm does pickled beets, and
oh,
that
they
was
do?
My only. Yeah, that was my only exposure to beets. They're so good.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Now beets are awesome, man.
Yeah, they do. You'd love it. They do pickled beets. It's like this thing they bring out, and you can eat it with the meal.
Oh,
pickled beets.
Oh, so it's like a carriage they bring out. It's the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do they call that? There's a name for that.
Oh, I don't know.
Where they bring that thing has a name. Where they bring out the thing, they put it on the table, and you can pick from the sides. There's a name for that. Oh man, I don't know what it. Maybe somebody knows.
But they give you pickled beets, cottage cheese, and then a bean salad, a red bean salad.
Yeah, see, that's old school, man.
So good.
That is old school.
Oh, so good.
Old days. That's what they used to do, man. Bring that thing out to the whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It's called something. The side
pickled beets, though. Woo!
Yeah,
I have not been able to find them the way they do them anywhere else.
Oh man, that's so good. Gail says peanut butter and mayo sandwiches. 773 area code says my ex used to mix tuna fish, margarine, and orange marmalade together, and he would eat it with bread. He's from Nigeria.
I guess if you want that sweetness.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I know.
779 area code. Hi. In the late 60s, I took care of a 90-year-old woman in a British colony. Her favorite way to have cottage cheese was with ketchup. So as not to be rude, I would join her for several lunches. She said she had it first during the Great War. That combo is something I still enjoy. Later, I made her tea, and she called me an American barbarian.
Wow. You're trying to be all nice, trying to eat her cottage cheese and ketchup.
American barbarian. 309 area code says onion sandwich.
That's it?
Yeah.
Just onions?
Just onions.
On white bread?
Yeah, no. A little salt, maybe.
There's some mayo, at least?
Goodness.
Yeah. Cooked onions?
No, raw onions. Oh. No, it doesn't say. It just says onion sandwich.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, there it is. This is what it was. Here we go, Esmeralda. I knew that that people would know. Texters are saying that it's called either a relish dish or a relish tray. That's exactly what it is. It's a relish tray.
Right. Yeah, they call it relish.
Right, relish tray. That's exactly. I couldn't think of it. I couldn't think of it.
I would go just for that.
Just for the relish
tray? If there
tray?
Was no chicken, I would go for just the relishes. They're so delicious.
It sounds great. Now I have a taste for pickled beets now. Oh, man. Esmeralda, why?
Because they're good.
These are damn good. All right. You know, I used to get looks from my friends because I would eat anything. Like, when I was a kid, spinach is still my favorite vegetable. Spinach is just... I would eat it, the canned spinach, too. Like, the stuff that comes out of the can.
Oh, no.
No, it's good.
No, thank you.
I mean, I prefer the fresh. No question about it. You know?
Have you ever had fresh peas?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're so delicious.
It's so different. But, you know, when I was growing up, we had canned vegetables. We had a lot of canned vegetables. My parents didn't have a ton of money. So I grew up eating canned vegetables. And then as I got older, I had more fresh stuff. And there's a huge difference. But because that's the stuff I grew up on, Esmeralda, I still have an affinity for canned spinach. It's completely different, absolutely different than, like, fresh spinach that's been prepared, whatever, with butter and salt and lemon and stuff like that. But for some reason, I still, every once in a while, it's comfort food. You know what I mean? I had it when I was a kid, so I still like it. You know? But yeah, canned spinach, I'll eat it. I also, you know, I was actually influenced by Popeye. Because he'd bust open the can of spinach and didn't eat it, and then he'd punch Bluto in the face.
Oh, so you want it? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
The propaganda worked.
No, it totally worked on me. When I was a little kid, I was like, oh. And all my friends say, spinach is disgusting. Now, granted, we all ate canned spinach. And so but I still loved it. And I ate beets. My parents never had any issues. You know what I mean? But you know how kids are, they're notoriously picky eaters? A lot of kids are. My parents never had an issue with that with me. Liver and onions, I'll eat it. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Still love it. I love liver. You like liver? Did you have liver and onions when you were growing up?
No.
No?
I think they cooked it, but I didn't eat it. Oh. There would always be something else to eat, some leftover.
Yeah, no, I love liver
and
onions.
They're not big. My mom's not a big liver person, so she never really made it. My dad, I think, would eat it, but she wasn't a fan.
Okay. All right, we have to break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then more weird combinations of food. We got a ton of text. People are eating a lot of weird food together here. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Hugh Masekela passed away earlier this week. I wasn't even aware of that. And Triple Play Thursday, one artist, three songs, Mike and several texters, and that's been such a long time gone. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about weird food combinations that might seem strange to other people but is delicious to you. 312-981-7200. Getting a ton of texts and calls. Here's Chris from Midway on WGN. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right.
Great show.
Thank you.
My dad used to eat pickled herring from the jar and dip it in yellow mustard.
That sounds fine to me.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Do you not like herring?
Nope.
Oh, okay. All right.
The next day, you didn't light a match, and he would blame the dog. And I swear to God, that's why I'm partially blind in my right eye. It was terrible.
All right. That's great. All right, Chris. Thanks.
All right, man.
Take care. I love herring out of the jar. Love it. Pickled or in cream sauce. Oh. Dan, herring? Yes, no?
Don't know if I've ever had it.
It's good, man. Esmeralda, herring?
No, thank you. I'm not a big fan of those really oily fishes. Mackerel and herring and all that.
Sardines?
No. It's too strong a flavor for me.
Yeah. Oh, my chair. What the hell?
What?
My chair.
Wow.
Wow. What the hell's going on, man? My chair just went. Hold on, I got to.
Oh, you got that one.
I got the thing. No, I switched it.
Because there's one chair there that,
no, that just
slowly falls.
Yeah, I had Chris was in it the other. Chris Anderson was a big tall guy. He's the drummer in Androgynous Mustache. Oh, by the way, I'd like to thank Rachel Drew, Dan, for sending me a video of Androgynous Mustache performing Nighttime at the Switchin' Yard. While it was happening, she posted it on my Facebook page. Thank you very much. Anyway, he sat in a chair the other night and went, and Chris is like 6'4". He's a big guy. And all of a sudden, he looked like Hervé Villechaize when he sat in the chair. I was like, what the hell? So anyway, my chair just attacked me. I was attacked by furniture. Anyway, what the hell were we talking about?
Herring oil.
Herring, right. Herring. Herring's good. Now, here's the thing about herring. I got used to eating herring. Not used to it, but I tried it and enjoyed it from my time living in Andersonville. I was never a big herring guy. But when I moved into Andersonville, all the Swedish stuff that's there, herring every 5 feet. And when I was, I hung out at Simon's, and the great Scott Martin, owner of Simon's, the New Year's Eve tradition, on New Year's Eve at midnight, you eat herring. That's a Swedish tradition. So I started doing that, and then I was like, well, I'm just not going to just eat it on New Year's Eve, because herring's good. I like both of them. Pickled herring, the creamed herring is what I enjoy the most. On a cracker? Oh, come on now.
I wish I liked sardines, but I can't with the flavor. Because actually, Folstrom's, I was there this past weekend, and they do tin canned stuff now. A lot of tin can.
You mean they serve it in tin cans as part
no,
of
No, it's so in Spain, they there's a lot of canning of fish and seafood.
Right.
And it's super delicious, and it's olive oil, in olive oil.
Mm.
So there's like, just, you can get all this kind of stuff, and then they, at Folstrom's, they've started offering it.
Sardines in the can with the olive oil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds
delicious.
These
are like really high quality.
Yeah. No, that sounds good.
So I wish I liked it, but I just can't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, in the 70s, that was kind of a go-to snack, sardines and crackers.
I mean, the idea of it sounds good.
The idea and the taste.
I can't with the flavor.
Did you ever see the movie The Burbs with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Now, you remember the scene where they go over to the Klopek's house to try and be nice with him and neighborly? And they give him sardines and a cracker. And he has like a sneezing fit after he tries them. He's the only one who eats
Aww.
It. Do you remember they give Tom Hanks this big fat sardine on a on a saltine cracker, and he sticks the whole thing, slowly sticks the whole thing in his mouth? Dan, have you seen The Burbs?
Oh, sure.
That's one of my favorite moments in the entire movie, is Tom Hanks trying to stick the sardine in his mouth. He's the only one. No, everybody else refuses, and then Tom Hanks, you know, Carrie Fisher plays his wife, God bless her. Carrie Fisher plays his wife in the movie, and she, like, gives him a look like, you better eat that. Don't embarrass us. These are our new neighbors. He starts coughing. He takes a newspaper. He spits it. He spits into the newspaper, wipes it all over his face, and then he sneezes for like 4 minutes. That's the effect, Esmeralda, that sardines have on you, so maybe you should stay away. 708 area code says they put A1 sauce on their cottage cheese. What's...
That doesn't sound too bad, because it's savory.
The Gov, my main man Brian the Gov, says, I ate A1 sandwiches on white bread, just A1 on white bread. Wouldn't it get soggy?
I said I'd have to eat it quick.
You got
to
eat it very quick. It would get really soggy. 312 says, mayo is the most versatile condiment. I even put mayo on my tamales. No. Oh, we have to break. What am I doing? What the hell am I doing? Dan, what's going on? I got thrown off. The chair threw me off. The chair almost destroyed me. All right, we have to break. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. We didn't have time for another triple play, so one more from Hugh Masekela, Grazing in the Grass. That rules. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It is Thursday. And, yeah. And we have been talking about weird food combinations. And my God, Dan, the texts have just been pouring
insanity,
yeah. So, yeah, this turned out to be a very hot topic for my listeners of the overnight hours. Maybe that's why you're awake, because you eat that weird stuff and you can't sleep. all right, let's see. Let's get to it, because we got a ton more here to talk about. And we have a very unfortunate, yet another unfortunate Blackhawks Express to play. You know what? I just want to give a shout-out. Chris Duffy is the guy who does our promos. That promo that we were playing, that we've been playing this morning, about the game in Detroit tonight, that's one of the best promos Duffy's ever done. As a Hawks fan, as a hockey fan, beautiful job. Bringing out the old Ronick clips and stuff. That was nice, man. Duffy does a great job here at the station and does incredible promos, but that's seriously one of my favorite things that Duffy's ever done. Okay. So let's get back to this. Esmeralda is now in the hut, and left the hut, and she's in my hut. Hi, hut. We got a lot more weirdo foods here.
Okay.
All right, so let's see. 312 says, I think the mustard and chocolate thing might be a German thing. We had a German foreign exchange student who always put mustard in his chocolate pudding.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
630 area code says, my brother used to put ketchup on his hot dogs. Oh, the horror. Don't want to get into that. That's a whole nother.
Right. Well, when you're a kid, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it six or five that my rule? It's five.
I think I used to put mayo on it. I just slapped everything on there.
Just put everything on it. Yeah. No, my rule is that if you're over the age of five and you put ketchup on your hot dog, you go to jail. That's the rule.
And then again, you're eating Oscar Mayer's or whatever. It's not even a good hot dog.
Doesn't matter. Mm. You don't put ketchup on a hot dog. I don't care what kind of hot dog it is. If it's Ballpark Frank's, it doesn't matter. Oscar Mayer hot dogs are fine.
Okay.
They're fine.
Sure.
I grew up eating Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with Oscar Mayer hot dogs. Not as good as Vienna, obviously. Vienna and Hebrew National. Those are great hot dogs. But it's like canned spinach. I grew up eating Oscar Mayer hot dogs, and I like it. 708 area code says, a former coworker of mine used to eat Ruffles potato chips with cottage cheese. That doesn't seem very weird to me, though.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Quick interjection here, 815. Everyone seems to be adding stuff to cottage cheese in order to eat it. How about not eating cottage cheese?
That's good.
That's the text of the morning right there, man.
Especially with the Ruffles. It's like, come on, who are we kidding? Just eat the Ruffles.
That's the text of them. Just don't eat cottage cheese.
I like it without anything.
Yeah.
Maybe a little salt and pepper.
Yeah. I love cottage cheese. Just get cottage cheese. Just eat it. 815 area code says, a big glass of buttermilk with cornbread broken up into it. That was the southern thing.
Yeah, you know, I was watching Martha Bakes, and she was...
Is it Martha Stewart?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she had this little segment where they're like, other ways you can use buttermilk. And it was like, you can drink it. And one was savory. You could do salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Another was you could put strawberries in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgot what the other one was.
My feeling, as you know, I would drink buttermilk.
They were like, it's fine. It's just, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's just a little tart.
Yeah. I've never really had a glass of... I've tasted buttermilk on it, so right. I've never had a glass of...
I guess, but consider, people drink it.
No, they do. People do. And people think that, and everybody thinks they're weird for doing it. I get looks from everybody because I drink whole milk. I don't like any of it. The rest of it is dishwater. If it's not whole milk, I won't drink it. And everybody, of course, thinks... I guess the weird food combination for me is milk with every meal. I guess that's the weird... I mean, my dad can't get over the fact that when I went for... My mom made lasagna for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I went back, you know... To the house, and my mom makes fantastic lasagna. Mm-hmm. Even though she's the Irish part of the family, she makes fantastic lasagna, and she made like homemade sausage, and it was fantastic. Had a glass of milk with it, and my dad was like, "What the hell is wrong with you?
You're like a little boy, just like my glass of milk with dinner.
I want to have my glass. I have a glass of milk with pizza, and you know, my dad's like, "What is there something wrong with you? Did we raise you incorrectly?" Deke says carrot sticks and potato chips. Nothing weird about that.
Wait, what?
Carrot sticks and potato chips.
Oh.
What's weird about that? Okay.
How do you even combo those? Do you mix them in a bowl together? Or?
Bob from Indianapolis says peanut butter, lettuce, and mayonnaise sandwich. It's my grandmother's invention. Mayonnaise seems to be a popular thing this morning.
Right.
Cottage cheese and mayonnaise seem to be the big thing. Steve says, my grandparents ate peanut butter, banana, and honey for breakfast. Again, nothing wrong with
fine.
That. You guys don't like peanut butter, which I find astonishing.
No, I'm not a big fan.
And Dan, you're not a peanut butter guy.
I am not.
Wow, that's so weird.
But I'll eat some, not forced, but if I have to, I'll have some almond butter.
All right. Do you don't enjoy Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yeah, but I don't really. That's probably who knows
peanut
how much.
Butter?
Yeah, but how much peanut butter is actually in it? Versus, you know, like
yeah.
if
yeah, I
were
that's
to eat
like
a spoonful.
That's chocolate with peanut butter garnish. You know?
Right.
Okay. 815 area code. My weird combination is ketchup on tacos. No, dude. No.
Just put some tomatoes on there.
What?
Why you gotta put ketchup on?
No. 630 area code. My dad likes sardine and horseradish sandwiches. That I would enjoy that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I wouldn't eat it, but it doesn't seem weird.
It's because you don't like the sardines,
right? But I don't.
You like horseradish?
Oh, I love horseradish.
Yeah,
but I don't. That doesn't seem so crazy.
You did a nice. You ever have prime rib at Gale Street?
No,
they have it on weekends. Saturdays and Sunday. Well, yeah, that's what a weekend is, Admiral, in case you didn't know.
It's what? What day?
Saturday and a Sunday is actually a weekend. Huh. I just want, maybe you should know that.
Weekend.
But yeah, so they have prime rib on the weekend. Beautiful prime rib at Gale Street Inn. Gale Street Inn, by the way, the greatest restaurant on the planet. George Karzis, the Mannix expert. I don't know if he's listening.
Yeah.
and they've fantastic horseradish sauce that they serve with it.
Very
delicious.
Nice. Yeah.
Delicious.
Dig the horseradish.
Oh, please. 815 area code. I've always loved the. Oh, by the way, speaking of horseradish sauce, do you like the horsey sauce at Arby's?
I don't really eat
Arby's
roast beef, rib, whatever sandwiches or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
So no.
I had a friend who would get the Arby's Junior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he would not get the regular, but he'd get the he'd get like two Arby's Junior, and he'd put like three packets of horsey sauce on each one, so it's like dripping. He'd put the regular Arby's sauce, just like a half a packet, but then drench it in horsey sauce.
Is horsey sauce just horseradish sauce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's for the beef. You're having roast beef. So
I know,
so.
But like horsey sauce.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Horsey
All
sauce.
Right.
Arby's rules. One of the greatest fast food sandwiches of all time is the beef and cheddar. The beef and cheddar from Arby's. With the Dan, you ever have a beef and cheddar?
I have. Delicious.
Oh, my God. Beef and cheddar. You've never had one, right?
No.
Beef and cheddar. Roast beef. Lovely roast beef.
Mm.
With the Arby's sauce and the melted cheddar sauce served on a toasted onion bun.
Yeah.
Onion roll. Oh, come on. I could eat 50 beef and cheddars in one sitting.
We're going to have to do that on air. See
yeah.
How that goes.
No, hey, listen. If there
it's
was
like Cool Hand Luke.
Right? You could do it in like 3 hours, right?
Sure, I could eat 50 beef and cheddars. There's no Arby's anywhere anymore.
Well, there's an Arby's in the Merchandise Mart, but I don't know what
yeah.
time they close.
The Merchandise Mart, that's whenever I would take, sometimes I would walk to the Merchandise Mart because I can get the brown line there when I lived in Albany Park. Always stopped at Arby's beforehand. There's a food court and there are other foods.
Right.
And there's a Billy Goat there. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of other. Billy Goat is actually right next to the Arby's, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do we got here? Bologna and grape jelly. Boom.
No, thank you.
815, I've always loved dipping potato chips in applesauce. Again, sweet and savory.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, you do potato pancakes.
Yeah.
Applesauce.
Also, McDonald's French fries and banana shakes are awesome together. Unfortunately, they don't do the banana shakes anymore.
I was going to say, I haven't heard from that.
847, peanut butter and peanut butter sandwich with hot Cheetos. All right. Ketchup and fries is the original sweet and savory. All right. Add American cheese and barbecue sauce to your gyro. No!
What?
No! Absolutely not!
Why are you... What? Just don't
no!
even...
No!
No.
You do nuts, though. No, that's go, just a sin.
Just go buy yourself some gyro meat.
Oh, my
As to not
God.
Embarrass yourself at the gyro place.
Put American cheese and barbecue sauce on your gyro. What the hell is wrong with you? A gyro, man, that's good stuff. Oh, God.
The tzatziki. Why would you...
Yeah.
No.
No. No, no, no.
I disapprove.
No.
Completely.
Oh, God. All right. I like the tzatziki is good, but then at what's the, is there a name for the, is tzatziki, not, no, tzatziki is that the one with the cucumber?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what it's called, tzatziki? Why did I think that was a different sauce? Anyway, that's the
I
best, it's the best sauce ever.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Gotta eat that off a flip flop. in Flavortown. I'm the mayor of Flavortown. Watch Triple D. I still think that that video, that whoever put that video together,
of him
stuffing
backwards?
His fat face. No, the backwards video is fantastic, too. But no, to Johnny Cash's version of Hurt.
Oh, right.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's the whole song. They have the whole song, the whole Johnny Cash's version of Hurt. All of it is just Guy Fieri, like, in slow motion eating.
Oh, my God.
What a jackass. All right, we have to... We have to break here. We got more weird combinations, but we have also a weird and bad, and just an exhausting what's going on with the Hawks. We got an express coming up. But here's your forecast. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. So I think fate did this, Dan. Dan's computer crashed, so we can't play back the Blackhawks Express, but that's fine with me. I've been unhappy playing the Blackhawks Express for the last four games. So they lost last night. They lost in overtime to Toronto 3-2, and they're not playing well. And the next game is tonight. They play the Wings, the Red Wings, in Detroit, and it's a 6:30 puck drop. So make sure you tune into that. So we don't have to relive their fourth loss in a row. And I really think, Dan, that was fate that did that. So, all right. All right. Hi, everybody. Hey, Esmeralda, more weird foods from people.
Go for it.
Okay.
Have you heard this whole thing on the South Side? People eat pickles with peppermint sticks?
No.
It's like this whole thing. The Tribune did an article some time back. But yeah, people
It's just on the South Side?
Yeah, it's like a thing in the South Side. That's kind of where it originated.
It's like peppermint sticks, like candy cane?
Yeah, it's like a hollowed out pickle, and they put the peppermint stick in.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious, but not that
I mean,
curious.
I'd take a bite of it, and I'd probably spit it out. All right. My babysitter used to eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches with ketchup. It was gross.
What is with... I get it, like, kind of broke, but...
Yeah. 815, ever since I was a kid, I eat spaghetti with potato chips. I'm 40 now. If you crunch up the potato chips and put them on the...
All spaghetti? Is he bringing a bag of Ruffles? He goes out?
When he goes out, yeah. We can go to Olive Garden. Let me get my Ruffles. 224 area code in the southeast. It's Duke's or Blue Plate Mayo only. They hate Hellman's. Mm, okay. Potatoes and ketchup sandwich on whole wheat.
Oh, whole wheat. I'm trying to be healthy.
Yeah. It's going to taste better with the whole wheat. It's 309 area code. Peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. No.
Yeah, I'm not.
Trucker Rich in the South. Everything comes with mayo, even French fries.
Well, that's good, though. French fries and mayo are delicious.
574. Don't forget cottage cheese and honey. It's the absolute best. So, again, Dan, that goes back to the text of the morning. Why are you even eating cottage cheese if you got to add all that stuff to it?
Wait, we might have another contender. 630. It sounds like your audience is stoned and has the munchies.
Yeah, well.
Well, you hear what they're listening to, right? You're familiar with this show. You're familiar with this show, right? You know? Yeah. I'm not surprised at all if I got a bunch of potheads listening to my show.
I'm amazed people have not gone shopping yet when they're listening.
Yeah.
So that's
they're out shopping.
No, yeah. They haven't yet.
No, they haven't.
Since it's so early in the AM.
Yeah. Yeah, I just picture a bunch of Jeff Bridges dudes listening. You know, ketchup, man. I'm going to go out and get
all
some ketchup.
All they have is peanut butter.
That's it.
Ketchup,
I love the opening scene. I mean, I love all of Big Lebowski, but the opening scene where he goes to Ralph's just to get the half and half, and he writes a check. What's the check for? Dan, do you remember? 79 cents, I want to say. Can you? I bet we can find an image of that. The check that the dude writes at the beginning to Ralph. He's in the middle of the night. He goes out to buy half and half for his, so he could make Caucasian, so he can make white Russians.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night. He's in his robe. That's just such a great image. Jeff Bridges standing there in his robe with, like, flip-flops on, and he takes the half-and-half carton off the shelf and opens it up and smells it to make sure it's not sour. Then he writes a check to pay for it. Oh, that movie rules. 79 cents, I want to say, or a dollar.
69.
69. Ah, of course it was 69. Coen Brothers going for a 9-year-old laugh. Hot dogs with mustard and mayo. 630 area code. Let's see. 630 says, my dad used to eat peanut butter and bacon sandwiches. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's not, don't sound bad.
That's, no, I would eat that right now and here, here and now.
Bring you 50 Arby's.
But no, 50, not just Arby's. It's got to be beef and cheddar.
Okay, sorry.
The beef and cheddar sandwich at Arby's.
Beef and cheddars.
One of the finest concoctions in the history of fast food.
50 peanut butter and bacon sandwiches.
That's right.
It'll be the next day.
That's what Elvis's food was peanut butter, bacon, and banana. Right. I had one of those at Graceland.
He did real well.
Yeah. He had, well, no, yeah. It was that. It wasn't the 5,500 pills that he used to take every day.
I mean, it wasn't helping.
Yeah. But I had one. They had the Elvis special at Graceland.
Yeah.
I had one when I went to Graceland. It's good. Ramen noodles with peanut butter and curry powder.
Yeah, that sounds like you're making peanut sauce.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah. I don't know about the curry so much. That the combination of the peanut and curry?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Also, tuna fish sandwich with beef gravy.
What? All right.
I don't know why I find that so amusing.
I just love that you have to have this beef gravy on hand.
Beef gravy. Yeah, I got a jar of gravy in the fridge just in case I'm going to make tuna. 312 area code says, rice and pancakes. Just you have a side of rice with your pancakes?
Okay.
All right.
I mean, that's fine.
It's a form of starch.
Again, are you chopping them up and mixing them together?
Yeah, in the batter? Do you put the rice in the batter and then make the pancakes? Renee says, I'm a bit older than you, Nick, but my entire life I've eaten grilled cheese with syrup. I've recently seen it at gourmet grilled cheese places. Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Chris says, I like to dip my tater tots in tartar sauce. That's fine.
Yeah,
I like tartar sauce.
It's just tangy.
Yeah. 815 says, a Cheese Whiz and Lay's potato chip sandwich. My kids love it. Now, Cheese Whiz, and I hope you get this right, because Cheese Whiz is the stuff in the jar that you spread.
Mm.
The stuff in the can, the spray aerosol, that's Easy Cheese.
Easy Cheese.
People tend to call Easy Cheese Cheese Whiz. It's not. Cheese Whiz is in the jar, the spreadable cheese in the jar.
Yeah.
Easy Cheese is the stuff in the can, and they get it wrong in the Blues Brothers.
Oh.
In the Blues Brothers, you got my Cheese Whiz, boy, and he throws him a can of Easy Cheese. Always I had a problem with that. I was like, that's not Cheese Whiz. That's Easy Cheese.
Either way, I'm out.
You don't like the processed aerosol cheese?
I'm okay.
Oh,
I
love it.
I'll find something to put on my sandwich.
Oh, I love it. I mean, not a sandwich, but I love the Cheese Whiz. And the aerosol, the Easy Cheese, both of them, great. You got my Cheese Whiz, boy? No, but I have Easy Cheese for you. That's what he should have said. That's what Aykroyd should have said.
Oh, boy.
All right. And then finally, liver sausage and Fritos are my favorite snacks. Don't even get me started on liver sausage. I could go for a log of liver sausage. You put Wheat Thins and a log of liver sausage in front of me. The next 2 hours, I'm busy.
So 50 Arby's beef and cheeses.
50 logs of liver sausage.
A log of, well, no, you said for two hours.
For 2 hours. A log of liver sausage and Wheat Thins.
Yeah.
That's it's one of my favorite snacks of all time.
Give it to you at 3.
So roll me out of the studio at 5. All right. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Jeff Tuckman is going to be here tomorrow.
Oh,
and then
fine.
We'll have all of our Friday features. So we'll see you tomorrow. News is next.